From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Residents form long lines at polling stations throughout New Hampshire to vote in a primary election set to shape the future of the Democratic and Republican presidential races. Voters throughout the northeastern state were eager to cast their ballots Tuesday after weeks of fierce campaigning there. Over the past day, a winter storm swept across New Hampshire, dumping up to 20 centimeters of snow, making it tough to travel in some areas. U.S. President Barack Obama is unveiling a $4 trillion-plus federal spending plan Tuesday. It's for the year that starts next October. However, the Republican-controlled Congress is already signaling that it will ignore many of his new initiatives during his last year in office. In a presidential election year to pick his successor, the Democratic president is proposing programs sure to appeal to supporters of the eventual Democratic presidential nominee and likely opposed to, at least in part, by the Republican candidate. Among the things, President Obama wants $7.5 billion to fight the Islamic State. Police say a head-on train crash Tuesday in southern Germany has killed at least 9 people and injured more than 100 others. Police said more than 50 of those hurt in the crash were seriously injured. This is a German federal police spokesman, Rainer Scharf. He says because of the confined space, they're rescuing the injured by air and they're being taken to nearby hospitals. The speed of the trains at the time of the crash and what caused them to collide is not immediately clear. Meanwhile, the rail company Meridian said it was deeply shaken by the crash. It happened about 60 kilometers southeast of Munich. VOA News. Iraq says its forces have completely recaptured the city of Ramadi and surrounding areas from Islamic State fighters. The military and interior ministry said Tuesday that Iraqi troops finished retaking several areas to the east of Ramadi and had reopened a road that links the city to Baghdad. The United Nations warned Tuesday that if pro-government forces in Syria succeed in encircling the city of Aleppo, then up to 300,000 people could be cut off from humanitarian aid. The UN said the Aleppo offensive has already cut rebel supply lines between the eastern part of the city and the Bab el-Salam crossing on the Turkish border. The assessment comes as the UN, as several people died in a suicide bombing at a police officer's club at a residential district of the Syrian capital of Damascus. Riot police in Hong Kong fired warning shots in the air in an angry confrontation with protesters in the city's working-class Mong Kok district Tuesday. The unrest began when police tried to keep unlicensed food sellers and other street vendors from selling their wares during the city's Lunar New Year celebrations. This is Hong Kong's chief executive, Lun Chung-ying.
There was a riot in Mong Kok in the early hours of today. A few hundred mobs attacked police officers and the media in Mong Kok. They damaged police cars and public properties, committed acts of arson, threw bricks and other objects at police officers, including those who had already been injured and were lying on the ground, seriously jeopardizing the safety of police officers and other people at the site.
Various reports say anywhere from 3 to 24 people were arrested in the rioting, while at least 3 police officers were injured. Again, this is the Hong Kong chief executive.
I believe the public can see for themselves from TV news reports the seriousness of the situation. The SAR government strongly condemns such violent acts. The police will apprehend the mobs and bring them to justice.
Meanwhile, authorities have shut down the Mong Kok subway station as a precautionary measure. UN aid agencies warn millions of people in South Sudan risk starvation as a food crisis in the country escalates. The promise of a bright future held out when South Sudan gained its independence in 2011, but has turned sour after more than 2 years of civil war. More than 1.5 million people have become internally displaced, and at least 750,000 have fled to neighboring countries in search of refuge. South Africa's highest court Tuesday heard a case against President Jacob Zuma. He is accused of violating the Constitution in a scandal over state spending over his private homes. You can read more details on that and more at 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.